Tuesday night, nor Luchav Gimel, Mar Cheshvan. Okay, so after we wash, we don't talk. But the problem is not with the talking. And many times, because we don't talk, we play charades or pantomime. And then you run into the real problem, which is Hesach HaDas. That you're not supposed to be Mesiach Das from the Shmirah Sayodayim. And if you're Mesiach Das in a way that your hands once again enter the category of unwashed hands, you Mesiach Das from their Shmirah, then you really have to wash again. Now the Shulchan Aruch is a machlaikas about a Hefsek that's not a Hesach HaDas. Doesn't matter. Talking. A few words, not having a conversation. A conversation would perhaps bring to Hesach HaDas, but just talking, or waiting too long. So, again, but the evidence of no Hesach HaDas, you don't have to wash again, or certainly not make another bracha. But what about a Hefsek that's not really Hesach HaDas? So there's two shittas, and the Ramah says, Tov li zoher mila hafsik. And that's what we do. But again, the issue is not to talk. The issue is to be Mesiach Das. A Hefsek that's not a Hesach HaDas, so it's a Shaila, the Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah says, totally Zoher Mila Hafsek. It should be Nizer. But therefore, to answer Amen, let's say to someone else's Bracha, Lanatul Shadoyim, or if you hear a Kaddish from another room or another building, and certainly you should answer. Because to answer Davar Shebekdusha, that's certainly you can do. And, you know, the Tovli Zoher would only be in Divrei Chol, but in the Davar Shebekdusha, where there's a mitzvah to answer and respond, so you could do it. Again, all this is with the presumption that there's no Hesach HaDas. If there would be Hesach HaDas, it would be, of course, that's where the problem would lie. You would have to wash again, and very, very possibly with another bracha, if there was a real Hesach HaDas. Okay, but what we don't do is the Shulchan Aruch, is a shaila in the Shulchan Aruch, if it's even a problem, to just talk and not have Hesach HaDas. But to not talk and thereby have Hesach HaDas, which I've seen many times, that would be the ultimate irony, right? Okay, Chayus HaLvavus, Shar HaKaniyah, the last parak. The benefits that accrue to you through having Kniya are six, three in Olam Hazeh, and three Olam Haba. Shloshim hem binyoni Olam Hazeh, Shloshim hem binyoni Olam Haba. Three temporal benefits and three spiritual benefits, I guess. Besides the Kniya itself, of course. He's talking about the ramifications of having Kniya. Vasher binyani Olam Hazeh, what could possibly be the benefits in Olam Hazeh? You say, I'm letting people step all over me, and I'm like, so he explains, Echad mehem, she yismach b'chelko, because the Baal HaKniya, who doesn't feel that anything is coming to him, so he's sameach b'chelko, he's happy with whatever he has. Then nothing's ever enough. If Yeshlo wrote to Messiah, because someone who feels things are coming to him, so he's never satisfied with what he has, and he wants more and more. The Govalibo, Uvizoso, he demeans Mashegia Lechelko Mimenu. This is like small in his eyes. But when a person is a nichna, he doesn't feel that anything's coming to him. He doesn't feel that the world has to be the path to his door because he's such a special person. And whatever he has, so that's what he has, and he's thrilled that he has that, and he makes do with what he has. This in turn brings him the menuchas nafsho, calm, he's serene, Umiyot pachto, he's not always worried, because he's not always looking for the next thing to get and to accumulate and to have. Yochal mashi yizdamen lo, v'yildosh mashi yimtso, v'yishin mashi yimtso. His needs are met with whatever he manages to have. V'ma'at min ha'olam maspik lo, im kiniyoso. And this is a direct result of having kiniya, of having this midah. V'hageya, which is the opposite of anichna, kulo lo yimale machzoro. It's like a bottomless pit, because he always feels like he deserves more and more and more. Im gova libo v'gaavoso. Moshe Amar HaChacham, tzadik ochel l'sova nafsho, uvet en rishoyim techsar. It's always chaser, because he always wants more. Okay, we'll stop here.